The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a notice this afternoon seeking the relatives of human remains found in 1998. In January of that year, deputies responded to the report of human skeletal remains discovered by a citizen who had been horseback riding near Clam Beach, close to the mouth of Little River. The citizen led deputies to the location where the remains were found. Mike Fridley, a cold case investigator, shares more details about this case.
Been working on a case from 1998. On January 21st in 1998, the sheriff's office was dispatched to a call of found human skeletal remains. And the deputy found what was a white bone. They collected that. It was later sent to an anthropologist who determined it was human. And we later sent that bone to the California Department of Justice, and DNA was removed from it, determining that the sex was male. It was entered into CODIS and NAMIS, but never got any hits. So the remains just stayed with us, ended up being the top portion of a skull. Fast forward to now, where there's advance in technology, and we've been working with this company called Othram Incorporated, where you can take DNA, send it to them, and they can run it against ancestry sites like Ancestry and Me, 23andMe, and stuff like that.
Genetic testing services use ancestral DNA to help identify missing people by comparing samples from unidentified remains with their extensive genetic databases. When a match is found, even at a distant relative level, genealogists can trace family connections and narrow down potential identities. This method has been successful in solving cold cases, identifying missing persons, and reuniting families by using shared genetic markers to build family trees and locate close relatives. In this case, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office partnered with Othram Inc. to conduct forensic genetic genealogy testing. A sample was sent to Othram, which determined that the remains were Native American. The most recent common ancestor was identified as Catherine Prince, who was born in 1843.
Who was one of the sole survivors of a Native American massacre on the Van Duzen River near Alton. We were able to track down the names of some of her children, but she was born in 1843 and has long since passed away. A little more research, the three children that we were able to find have passed away as well. So we're looking for anybody that may have been related to Catherine Prince.
According to an article from the Humboldt Times dated January 20th, 1940, Catherine Prince died at the age of 96 in Ronnerville. County history recounts a violent massacre around 1850 near the Van Duzen River, leading to a deadly conflict between white settlers and indigenous people. Catherine was said to be the only known survivor and was later taken to Ferndale and raised by the Francis family. In her obituary, it stated that she was a beloved medicine woman that contributed to preserving traditional knowledge and culture.
Her name's Catherine with a C. Nickname Kitty, Frances Prince, born in 1843 and died in 1940. She was married to a gentleman named James Napoleon Prince. He was born in 1843 and died in 1910. And the three children are Dan Prince, Theodore Prince, and Edith Anderson.
However, her children have also passed away, and Fridley is now seeking contact information for their descendants.
And I was contacted by a great-great-granddaughter. She's done some genealogical work on this, too, but we're still trying to find a closer family member to Catherine so that we can do some DNA comparison and try to figure out who this is. The DNA match gets, you know, further and further away the further you go from that person down the family tree. The great-great-granddaughter I talked to had all kinds of family history that she'd done. So I think she's obviously one of the people I'm looking at, but she's trying to see if she can locate anybody older than her, closer to Catherine, that we could get the remains from, the DNA from, because you want to get as close as you can.
The children of Dan Prince, Theodore Prince, and Edith Anderson are asked to contact the sheriff's office in order to positively identify the remains of someone presumed to be their great-great-grandparent.
The person that we're looking for is most likely Catherine's great-grandfather or sibling. This is possibly an ancient burial site that got disturbed by it. That was in January, so it could have been a site that got washed up, but we're not sure, and we just want to confirm that it's not from something else. And if it is, we're able to figure out who it is, we'd like to get the bone back to the family or to the tribe so they can take care of it properly.
In an effort to make the connections, Fridley also says he is working with representatives of the Wiyot tribe and Bear River.
Hopefully finding the closest family member I can to Catherine and getting some DNA from them so that can be compared to the DNA we have already to make sure we're on the right track. But obviously I'm not going to get DNA from somebody who died in the 40s or we might be going back into the 1700s if we're looking at great-great-grandparents of hers when she was born in 1843. Her grandparent or great-grandparent is what the company thinks it is. They could call me, Mike Fridley, at 707-441-3024.
Again, the number to call is 707-441-3024.